Ederson hails from Mato Grosso do Sul, Brazil, and initiated his professional journey with Desportivo Brasil, a São Paulo-based club. His trajectory took an intriguing turn when he was loaned to Cruzeiro, a prominent team in the Campeonato Brasileiro Serie A, with the option for a permanent deal at the end of the loan period. Initially intended for Cruzeiro's under-20 team, Ederson's exceptional performance during first-team training caught the eye of coach Mano Menezes, who decided to promote him. Cruzeiro found themselves stretched thin due to simultaneous participation in multiple competitions, compelling Menezes to rotate players for crucial matches. This circumstance provided an opportunity for young and reserve players, and Ederson seized his chance. His debut in a 1-1 draw against Botafogo, where he came on in the 75th minute to replace Thiago Neves, marked the beginning of his impactful presence on the field. Despite Cruzeiro's unfortunate relegation to Serie B, Ederson emerged as one of the standout performers in the team, earning praise as one of the few bright spots in an otherwise challenging season. Post-relegation, a contractual dispute over unpaid wages led to an agreement allowing Ederson to explore opportunities with other clubs. The speculation surrounding his next move was put to rest when Corinthians officially announced his signing for a 5-year term. A subsequent loan to Fortaleza followed, and he made a significant impact, contributing to the club's success in the Campeonato Brasileiro and securing qualification for the Copa Libertadores. His journey continued as he inked a contract with Salernitana, subsequently joining fellow Serie A outfit Atalanta. Ederson's talent extended beyond domestic competitions, earning him a call-up to represent the Brazil under-20 team in friendly matches against Chile. Playing as a starter in the second game, he played a pivotal role in securing a 2-2 draw. This international experience added another layer to Ederson's burgeoning career, showcasing his potential on both domestic and global stages. His passing game is another defining aspect of his playing style. He possesses excellent vision on the field, enabling him to pick out key passes and contribute to the build-up play. Whether executing short, quick passes or delivering long-range balls, his passing accuracy and decision-making make him an influential playmaker in the midfield. He is not limited to offensive contributions. He is also recognized for his defensive capabilities. His tenacity, energy, and physicality make him a formidable presence in regaining possession. He is adept at making well-timed tackles and interceptions, showcasing his commitment to both offensive and defensive aspects of the game. Furthermore, his versatility allows him to adapt to various positions within the midfield, ranging from a box-to-box midfielder to a more defensive role. His adaptability and willingness to fulfill different tactical roles make him a valuable asset for managers looking for flexibility in their formations. One notable aspect of his playing style is his ability to contribute in crucial moments. He has a penchant for scoring goals, often making well-timed runs into the box. His goal-scoring ability adds an extra dimension to his overall game, making him a well-rounded midfielder. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.